Welcome to the How I Scaled Service podcast. I'm Caitlin Stremple, founder and CEO of Rising Ranks Digital. We help service-based businesses get to the top of their industry by getting found online. We believe that you have a message that someone needs to hear, and that message can impact the world. Are you interested in becoming our next podcast guest? Stick around to the end and we'll tell you how you can do just that. Enjoy the show.
Welcome back to How I Scale Service Podcast. I am your host, Genesis Amaris Kemp, and today we are chatting with Gavin Sequeira, and he's going to tell us about his business, how he got started, and where he's located, as well as answer some burning questions I'm sure you're dying to know. Welcome, Gavin.
Hi, Genesis. Nice to meet you, and thank you for having me on.
Thank you so much for being here. And let's start off by telling the listeners as well as the viewers who you are, the name of your business, and how you got started.
Yeah, sure. Look, my name is Gavin Sequeira. I'm actually based in South Australia. So it's a beautiful part of the world. And I run my own business from home. It's called Break Free from Corporate. And I'm wearing my shirt. But basically, we help people to do what they're passionate about, escape the corporate world, and really just go out and make a difference in the community, in the world, doing something that they love and helping make the world a better place.
So what did you do in corporate, or were you ever in corporate?
Yes, I was very much in corporate. I worked for big tech companies like IBM, Oracle. I did that for about 12 years, and it was quite a long time ago. I left the corporate world about 13 years ago. So, if you go back that long, that's showing my age a little bit. But I worked in marketing and sales and straight out of university, and really got into the whole corporate lifestyle, suit and tie, and I loved it. To be honest, I really loved it. And then it got to a point where, after about the 8th or 9th or 10th year, I was kind of like, I kind of felt a bit stuck. And I felt like I didn't quite belong in that environment. And I needed to do something else. And really started looking around, did a lot of personal development, started reading a lot of books and going to seminars and all that kind of stuff. And I needed to find myself and find something I was passionate about that I could, wake up in the morning and go, yes, this is what I'm meant to be doing. And so that's how I kind of got started many years ago.
I love it. And I could totally resonate with that because I spent 15 years in corporate America. 12 of those were spent in oil and gas. And I call it the suffocating part because that's the period where you're like, you still have breath, but not enough breath to like really help you thrive. And that's like your wake up moment where you're like, it's time for me to do something else and really live out what I'm passionate about, because I'm over here fueling someone else's brand and building their empire. So I love how you gave that background that you were in corporate, you left 13 years ago, and now you're doing something that you love to do. And you wake up every day with that excitement.
Yeah, 100%. I'm sure we'll get into this, but it wasn't an easy ride, getting to where I am now. There are a lot of ups and downs, and maybe more downs than ups, right? And but would I trade it? Never. I would always do it again. And I love, just like you do, I love now helping people find that creativity, find that passion, find that thing. Even if they're in business right now, they might be in a business that they're not enjoying. They might be doing something that they're not exactly happy about. And I know people that are in businesses that have started things and now they're stuck. So it's the same kind of, challenge. And it's getting out of that. How do you transition towards something that you love doing? And I guess that's the sort of work that I do now. And I find it very rewarding.
So what is the mission behind your brand? And would you say that mission is tied to your personal passion?
Yeah, I've always loved helping people. I know it sounds very generic, but I would do it in anything, in any form, and not necessarily in business. Where business kind of helps me is it helps me have a living doing something I love. So it's kind of bringing the two together, right? And it really came about by having a clear vision and a clear why behind what I do. And you asked me the question of my mission. My mission is literally to empower people to do the work they love doing. And if you do what you love doing, you never work a day in your life, right? And it's kind of really helping people see that and then help them live that and show them the steps that they can take to get there.
Mm. So you're the solution to their problems, the answer to their prayers, whenever you're trying to get them to break free from that corporate environment. But what if they want to break free, Gavin, and they're like, should I go or should I not? Because they want to, you know, sometimes people are afraid of leaving that steady paycheck, those good benefits, and going into a world that they have no idea what their daily earnings are going to be like, their weekly earnings, their monthly, and not have that insurance. Because a lot of people I hear are worried about, you know, the insurance, the health care, the dental, the vision.
Totally. You're 100% right, Genesis. So I never convince people to leave corporate. I never tell them to quit their job ever. Like, in fact, one of the things I always say is, stay where you are. And I personally never work with anyone who is not working. So you need to be working, you need to be earning, putting food on the table and taking care of the most basic stuff. Like if you've got a family, a mortgage, all of that, you need to be taking care of that. And you've got to find a little bit of extra time on the side to invest in yourself, invest in developing skills and in exploring ideas and trying something. And if that takes off, and if you do it the right way with the right support, you can gradually transition your way across. So it's not about jumping ship, because I really don't subscribe to that. I think it's incredibly risky, especially in these times. If you've got a job, you know, don't give it up unless you've got something that can match it or something that can, you know, take care of you and it's predictable, right? So I hear what you're saying, you know, and that is a common fear that most people have. And it was one that I had. It took me several years for me to transition. You know, I had to do several businesses. I had to have part-time jobs on the side, you know, and until I found a way to do it properly. And when I was comfortable enough, I was able to make the move. And so, it's a gradual process, you know, and I don't think I'm the answer personally to everyone's problems in this space, but I can certainly provide guidance and support. And we've got a really clear structure and a methodology for how to think about it, how to plan. And so I think that's the answer. It's planning, it's guidance, it's support, and you've got to really drive it if that's what you want.
Beautiful said, because at the end of the day, you don't want someone to feel as if they took a leap before they were ready, but you also don't want them to allow their limiting beliefs, fear, and doubt to keep them conditioned to the point where they don't feel like they're ready to take that next step because they're not having that trust and security in who they are as an individual. So that segues me to the next question, Gavin. What obstacles or failures have you overcame that gave you the amount of success that you see today? And the reason why I ask this question is because sometimes people see CEOs, they see business executives and all these people on the pedestal, but they fail to realize that they went through obstacles. They went through trials and tribulations and life experiences that rocked them. But if it wasn't for those experiences, they wouldn't be the man or woman they are today. So shed some light on your personal experience.
Yeah, look, I had several challenges. I mean, one of the very first one was letting go of my ego, right? Because I was in a very senior corporate role. I had a team under me. I used to travel around Asia Pacific in the US and I had a corporate card. I was used to a certain lifestyle. When I left corporate or when I was transitioning, I had to very quickly downsize a lot of those expectations. You know, some of them I just couldn't do it. You know, I couldn't eat out as much as I used to. I couldn't travel as much as I used to. I had to, I had to really manage my finances a lot tighter. I had an investment property, which, you know, when I transitioned out of corporate, it didn't make sense for me to hold on to it because it was costing me money to hold on to it. I had to make decisions to let go of it. You know, it was things like that where I'm like, oh, you know, do I do this? Do I not? But what do I really want? And, you know, so you make decisions like that. I had to sometimes find new friends or find new people that I could get along with, or people that were like-minded, people that would support me in my journey. Because believe it or not, Genesis, even family and close friends sometimes don't get you, right? And as much as they love you and support you, they, I have people who are saying to me, so Gavin, when are you going to get a real job? You know, when are you going to go back to work? You know, because I was writing a book at the time and I was doing other stuff, and I was, and they were like, you've studied, you've got 2 degrees, you've got an MBA, you know, you had such a good job at Oracle or IBM. Why don't you just go back? You know, you could, you don't need to worry about all this stuff. And they meant well, but you've got to be true to yourself. You know, you've got to, if it's a fight that you want to fight, you've just got to be prepared to buckle up and go the journey. And the good thing was, I found people who could support me on that journey. And, you know, like I just said, it wasn't easy, but I had to make a lot of tough life choices. But yeah, I'm, you know, would I do it again? 100%.
That is amazing. And you hit the nail on the head when you said family and friends, they mean well, but they're not always going to support you because your vision was placed inside of you, not them. So just because they don't get your vision does not mean your vision is bad. It just means you guys are on different wavelengths, and that's perfectly okay. So you have to know how to separate yourself from certain people and things when you're moving into a new season, because you're going through a transformation. And as you go through that transformation, you want to set yourself up for success. You also want to scale up. And it's in that scaling up that you have to gravitate to people who are doing what you're doing and killing it in the game.
Yeah, 100%. So this was really the next level kind of progression. So when I got my business going, and this wasn't my first business, by the way. So what I'm doing now is kind of where I've ended up. And this might not be the final thing I do either, right? This is a game. It's a transition. You know, I went into a franchise. I started selling stuff online. I built my own consulting business. I built websites and apps for local businesses. I sold educational software for kids to parents in schools. I did everything, like, you know, a lot of different things. But I did stuff that I believed in. And if I believed in, I knew I could do well in it. And so once I discovered that I had a passion and a skill for helping people solve problems, and with my sales and marketing background, I could help them grow and scale their business, I really needed to get good at communicating that across. So I started going for courses where people could teach me how to put a program together, how to structure things together, how to communicate and offer my services better, how to price my stuff, because I didn't know how to price myself. You know, I was charging by the hour, and I found out that's not the best way to do it, because all I'm doing is creating another job, right? So I had really good help and support, really good mentors, really good people who were doing what I was doing, but, you know, several levels higher. And I'm like, I want to be like that person. And so I needed to upskill myself. And like you said, it's finding the right people to help you along the journey. So that was how I got to where I am now.
And was there a specific turning point in your business, whether it was the marketing tactics you learned, the connections you made along the way, or business decisions, or et cetera, that took you from six figures to multiple six figures and higher?
Yeah, so I think one of the biggest things was finding people who I could partner with. Like for me, you know, I advise people on marketing, right? But marketing changes all the time, but the fundamentals are always the same. So today we have social media, and, you know, 10 years ago, it wasn't that big. But marketing was still marketing. And how do you scale your business? Sometimes it's finding groups of people or organizations or other businesses that you're in alignment with. So your values align, your customers and your target audience align, and you can either add value to another group's customers or members, or you could find ways that you can cross-sell into their organization and maybe they can add value to yours. So you form a partnership with them. I always found that rather than me trying to find 100 or 1,000 people individually, if I can find one or two people that have those 100 or 1,000 people, right, I only have to work with one or two people in that organization, offer them value, and they can do the marketing for me. And, you know, if you can find enough people like that, to partner with. If you've got a business, if you haven't got a business, you know, we teach you these things and how to scale your business exponentially by finding the right groups, the right people, the right organizations, the right influencers to get your message out there. And sometimes you can do this without having to spend any money, right? It's all about connection. It's about offering value. And ultimately, if you do all the right things, your name will precede you and people will be calling you at some point.
Yep, that is so true, because referral base is so key, because sometimes if you do something for somebody else and they have a friend that is looking for what you offer, they're like, yeah, I just worked with this guy. You should check him out. Here's his information. And next thing you know, you're hot and you're spreading like wildfire. And you're like, dang, all I did was help this one person. I was authentic. I gave them what they wanted and I made sure to follow up. Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, 100%. So, yeah, I believe referral marketing is the biggest testimony or testimonial you can ever get. If people, you know, say, hey, listen, I heard about you from so-and-so, or, you know, a friend of mine told me, or something like that, that is proof that you're doing something right. Because no one, you know, you wouldn't tell someone about something unless you either believed it, liked it, loved it, or trusted them, right? So if you can get to that point where you're getting that kind of referral-based marketing, that's fantastic. But again, it's, you know, it's not something you can depend on. You've got to build it over time, but you need to have solid structures in place. So, you know, you need to have your partnership marketing going on. You might have some paid advertising or marketing going on, but it's a combination of a lot of different things. So you've got to try what works. And if it doesn't work, try something else and keep trying till you find something that works and then build on it. So that's kind of the principles we teach people, especially people who've never had a business before, or they've only done one business and now they're moving to something else. You know, you need to learn the whole new landscape and try and figure it out. But it's easy to do it when someone has done it before and can teach you.
Great tips. Thank you so much for sharing that, Gavin. And as we wind down, what are some last words of encouragement or tips that you have for the listeners of How I Scale Service podcast?
Yeah, look, thanks. Thanks, Genesis. I think one of the things, it always comes back when I talk to people is, you know, get really clear on your why and your mission and what it is you're trying to do. So you might be doing a business right now, or you're looking to get into a business for lots of different reasons. It could be financial, it could be lifestyle, it could be maybe just exploring a passion, or, you know, whatever it might be, right? You want to partner with your spouse and you want to do something. That's all cool. But make sure that whatever it is you do, you guys are aligned, especially if you're going into partnership with someone, you guys are aligned, and then work out, this is where we want to get to. This is where we are now. We need to draw a roadmap to get there, and you need to have checkpoints along the way. And I always call it a vision to goals. So you have your 3 to 5 year vision, which is your long-term goals. Then you have your 12-month vision, which is where do you want to be this time next year? And then you have your 90-day plans, which is what are we going to do daily and weekly over the next 90 days to get all this stuff happening, so that your activities day-to-day are aligned with your goals in the medium and in the long term. Does that make sense? And so that's the sort of thing that we encourage everyone we talk to get into that discipline, because you do this in corporate. Right? You do this in corporate. They teach you, you know, to have your goals, have your plan, have your assessment with your manager, all of that stuff. And so take that discipline into your business. And if you're not doing it in business, you really need to get into that discipline. And that'll ensure that you become successful over time.
Great tips and very valid information. Now, I want you to tell the listeners, as well as the viewers, once again, who you are, how they can connect with you on social media. And don't forget to plug the name of your business.
Okay, so I'm Gavin Sequeira. My business is called Break Free from Corporate. I also run another business because of the pandemic to help local businesses and business owners really get out of that you know, state that they might find themselves in right now, where it's a bit hopeless and they really need to get back on their feet and they need to get back in touch with what drives them. So that's called Reset, Revive, Thrive. But you can find all this information on my LinkedIn profile. So as professionals, as business owners, We all have a profile. My LinkedIn is pretty powerful. And if you just look up Gavin Sequeira or Break Free from Corporate, it'll take you there. You can go to breakfreefromcorporate.com. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I'm on all the other social media. But LinkedIn would be the best place to find me, and or my website, and just get in touch. And, you know, we look forward to chatting to you.
And there you have it, listeners. You just heard Gavin Sequeira, and I'm going to spell that for you. That's S as in Sarah, E as in Edward, Q as in Quail, U as in Umbrella, E as in Edward, I as in Isaac, R as in Richard, and A as in Alpha. So you have the spelling, so don't butcher it. Find him on LinkedIn, as well as go to his website, breakfreefromcorporate.com, and connect with him so you can learn to grow and thrive, similar to what he's doing. Until we chat next time, please stand by.
Caitlin here. Thank you so much for listening to the How I Scaled Service podcast. If you're a business owner who has successfully scaled their business to multiple six figures or more, and you would like to be on this program, visit risingranksdigital.com/apply. And if you got something out of this interview, I would love for you to share it with your network. Just do a quick screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend or post it on your social channels. If you know someone that would be a great guest, make sure to tag them to let them know about the show and include the hashtag #HowIScaledService. I love seeing your posts and your guest suggestions. We are regularly putting out new episodes and content. To make sure you don't miss any episodes, go ahead and subscribe. Your thumbs up, ratings, and reviews go a long way to help promote the show and truly mean a lot to my team and me. Want to stay in our world? Go to our website, risingranksdigital.com, or follow me on LinkedIn at Caitlin Strempel, Facebook at Rising Ranks Digital, and Instagram at Caitlin Strempel. Thanks for listening, and we will see you next time.